Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose 25-year-old Yesenia Morales of Amaga, Colombia. I'm sure I said all of that wrong. Anyway, Yesenia is a lawyer, and by most accounts, she's a hard worker. She's always busy. So she and her boyfriend, they decided to take a break and reward themselves. They decided to go bungee jumping. Now, I don't know if her boyfriend had any bungee jumping experience before, but this, for sure, was Yesenia's first time. And they got in line and waited to have their fun. Well, they were the 90th jump of the day. Anyway, bungee jumping is not anything that I ever want to do, but in theory, it's a very simple process, right? When the instructor says jump, you jump. You let the bungee do the rest. Well, the instructor yelled jump, and Yesenia listened, leaping from the bridge. Now, there were two significant problems in this moment. One, the instructor was not speaking to her. He was speaking to her boyfriend, but more importantly, she was not attached to the bungee cord.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And she plummeted 150 feet.
Jesus.
You can guess how that ended. And the worst part is I actually have a still picture of her jumping from the bridge. They had not harnessed her in yet. That's the kind of bungee where they do it around the ankles specifically. Her boyfriend had been hooked up. The guy yells, jump. The boyfriend's still standing, and she jumps the hell off the bridge. And the thing that you
struck. Do you think he still took the jump afterward?
No, he raced down. They said the boyfriend was the first guy to get down there, tried to perform CPR, but she was done. And I think the instructor, because a lot of people were mad at the bungee jumping place, and the guy was like, look, if you're not harnessed to the bungee cord, we don't assume that you would make the decision to jump when we say jump. Kind of like if I'm going skydiving and I don't have the parachute on yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not jumping out of the plane. Anyway, but she followed instructions well. He said jump, she jumped. She will never jump again. Sorry, Ted. I chuckled about it this morning. It's a sad way to go, but it's like, Jesus Christ. You just jumped off of a bridge.
Dark. It's dark. It's so dark.
Like, just wait a minute. Or feel free to, you know, kind of protest and go, hey, man, before I jump, do you mind if I put the bungee on? Right? You're paying for this.
I mean, I don't think I've been on a roller coaster where I haven't checked the lock like three times.
Anyway, yeah, she follows direction well. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue, down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchona!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Bryce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Bryce, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating. Will you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone?
Oh, let's go drugs.
Drugs.
All right, let's go to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where a man nearly struck another car while high and reportedly claimed that the drugs had taken, that he had taken made him feel, quote, like he was in another realm of life. It was 9:02 a.m. when a deputy conducted a traffic stop on a Chevy Blazer on southbound I-41. The deputy was searching the car due to a witness who said that it was swerving across three lanes of traffic and nearly struck another vehicle. The driver of the car is identified as our friend here, and he was sweating profusely with his eyes glossy, red, and pupils pinpointed. He said he did not have a medical condition, he did not drink, and that he did not use drugs. And it turns out that that was not true. A search of his car found two white rock-like substances that tested positive for meth, with the presence of fentanyl in his wallet. Oh, and on his credit and debit cards, there was cocaine residue. So basically, if a drug exists, my man is down. After being arrested, he finally admitted to taking a drug earlier that day. The drug was not the meth, the fentanyl, or the coke. He said he liked the high he got from the drug because, again, it made him feel like he was in another realm of life. Anyway, he was given a $1,000 bond in court. My question is, what drug was he on? Was it heroin, PCP, bath salts, or Molly?
What did you say his eyes looked like?
They said, his eyes were glossy red and pupils pinpointed. In other words, he looked high.
Huh. All right.
I think I'm going to go I'm going to go Molly, Bryce.
Yeah. I was thinking that as well immediately as he was talking about.
He's sweating and you need a lot of water. And PCP, you sweat too. I mean, that's why half the time PCP people are naked, but typically not driving. But he said he was in another world. So Molly is my guess.
Not in another world, Molly.
Another realm of life.
My bad.
God. Well, put words in the guy's mouth.
Too, so. So could bath salts.
I think he's on PCP.
Dad's going PCP. All right, Bryce, what do you think?
On PCP. I'm going to stick with Molly.
You're going to go Molly with me. Okay. All right.
Yep.
We're going to find out what this guy was on. Was it heroin, PCP, bath salts, or Molly? Next.
That was a tease.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is drugs on profile. This we've got a Wisconsin man. He was high when he nearly struck another vehicle. Cops found drugs on the sweaty man. They found some methamphetamine, traces of fentanyl, and cocaine residue were found. But he was on something else at the time. Question is, he was all sweaty and driving erratically. What drug was he on? Heroin, PCP, bath salts, or Molly?
And Bryce, that is the very question that we asked you. And now Miles went Molly. You also went Molly. You also stated that, man, I thought it was Molly right off the jump, right? The eyes, the sweatiness, etc. Everything about it seems Molly. But it was not Molly.
Oh, somebody's never been to a rave. Their eyes would be huge.
Okay.
Not right. Pinpoint.
Gotcha.
And Ted, you went PCP. You said it seems PCP.
I did. Sweaty.
Ah! No, it's not PCP.
Damn.
No, this dude was old school. Heroin.
Oh.
That's why he felt like he was in another realm of life.
I don't know. Well, and it's a good thing. I don't know the effects of heroin, so I'm glad I don't.
I think, wait a minute. Let me see the choices again.
Never done heroin, PCP, bath salts, and Molly.
I've done Molly. The other three I have not.
Okay. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! You forgot about that PCP at the Gorge, huh?
It must have been good.
Felt like that night. Felt like we were on a cliff, man. All right. Your choices tonight, Seth Meyers, of course.
All right.
The Jimmys, and we'll have Anthony Anderson in for Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that angrily.
Yeah.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title. These guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The Milwaukee Bucks won their first NBA title in 50 years. The game was such a disaster for the Suns, Chris Paul had to file a claim with State Farm to cover his losses.
Anthony Anderson.
That's Anthony Anderson. Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks won their first NBA title in 50 years. The game was such a disaster for the Suns, Chris Paul had to file a claim with State Farm to cover his losses.
Tough time out there. One of the main guys for State Farm doesn't, I don't know if he's going to play football this year.
Did win a championship, right? Though.
What's that?
Got an NBA ring.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
You see him walking around with that thing flashing it?
Yeah, I get the feeling
we'll see. NBA champions. I'm an owner. I get a ring, right?
I think we'll see more Patrick Mahomes this year than, say, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Due to COVID concerns, the U.S. women's gymnastic team had to left the Olympic Village to stay at a hotel nearby. You know there's a problem when the Red Roof Inn is the safer option.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jerry Fallon.
Due to COVID concerns, the U.S. women's gymnastics team has left the Olympic Village to stay at a nearby hotel. You know there's a problem when Red Roof Inn is the safer option.
CNN just announced they're launching their own streaming service called CNN Plus. Pretty sure there's already a place to stream CNN for 24 hours. It's called CNN.
Ted Smith.
Me, Ted Smith.
Drew Fallon.
Oh.
Some entertainment news. CNN just announced that they're launching their own streaming service called CNN Plus. I'm pretty sure there's already a place to stream CNN 24 hours a day. It's called CNN, right? Am I missing something?
It was reported that a bear broke into and was on the loose at the Olympic softball venue. But since the venue's in Fukushima, the bear was only the second scariest part about playing there.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith! Yes! Yes!
Seth! Amid growing concerns over contracting coronavirus in Tokyo's Olympic Village, the U.S. women's gymnastics team decided to move into a hotel. And get this, in addition to everything else she could do, Simone Biles figured out how to print something in the business center in 5 minutes.
Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, Anthony.
That's Seth Meyers.
Amid growing concerns of contracting coronavirus in Tokyo's Olympic Village, the U.S. women's gymnastics team decided to move into a hotel. And get this, in addition to everything else she can do, Simone Biles figured out how to print something in the business center in 5 minutes.
So I watched some interesting shows. First of all, I'm not going to bore everybody with this one. Breaking Bad's pretty good.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm way behind on that one. Yeah, it's intense, dude. Have you seen that whole series?
Seen two episodes.
All right. I stopped at two episodes, just fired it back up night and got through three of them. Can't wait to, after the Sounders game, to start watching more of them tonight. But it's creepy.
Yeah.
Now, there's another show I found on Netflix called Explained. All right? Now, each episode is only about 16 to 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of plow through them. And they have all different topics on there. Like the first one was about the wealth gap between races. There's one about diets. But the one I wanted to talk about that I watched was music. So music, first of all, instruments, as far back as you can see somebody drawing on a cave, there's some type of instrument there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
It's crazy.
You know, right, now that you say that, it's like, Jesus, right, yeah.
Yeah, or like look at the mouth harp. Right? That thing's just crazy because there's no way that all these ancient cultures could talk to each other just on distance, right?
Sure.
But it's in Germany. It's in South America and Peru. Like, it shows up all these different places, and you're like, how do they all know how to make this instrument? But aliens. That's another story for another time.
Yes. The aliens came to Earth. They did not build pyramids. They created mouth harps.
Yeah. So, basically, it just starts out like that. They're just saying, like, hey, look, like, humans, it's just instinct of us that we like music.
Sure.
And then they kind of show you a little bit about, like, they do these sound tests, and, like, noise is just kind of noise to us. But when you hear it repetitive and over time, it kind of becomes music. Here's where it gets really interesting, is that they break down parts of your brain and this and that. So is it the reptilian?
Reptilian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that part can hear, I want to say, like, beats and stuff. Then other parts of our, but basically, we're the only animal that hears music, all right? Even our closest cousin in evolution, right? I forget what kind of...
Is it Australopithecines or something?
No, I'm saying...
currently alive?
Right. Is it like
chimpanzee.
The chimpanzee.
Yeah.
So the chimpanzee hears beats and stuff, and he or she hears music, but he's reactive. So he hears it and then taps the drum. Whereas human brains...
We can predict it's going to happen again.
Right, can predict the next thing.
So we loop.
Yeah, we'll loop it in. We know the beat.
But okay. Seriously, we're the only animal out there doing it. And it also goes back to, like, dancing, too. Now, there's a bunch of theories of why dancing started. A lot of people think, you know, it was to attract the opposite sex or anything. But honestly, it's just like human beings, like, we like music and we like dancing.
And we move to it.
Right. And usually you're in a good mood. But I was just blown away. I was like, we're the only... There's a cockatoo. They got kind of famous because he could actually, like, dance on the beat to Backstreet Boys. And they were like, we've never seen this. And then there's a seal at some zoo that likes Earth... Or, is it Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Do you remember?
That's exactly it.
And he's serious?
Yeah, and he's, like, vibing to it. But it's wild. So, like, birds and stuff sing, and they have different pitch and everything. I'm not doing a great job.
But they're kind of speaking to each other, right?
Correct.
For the most part, like, sending out signals, because there's... I don't know what the bird is, right? So I got the crows in the yard, which is no big deal. Everyone understands each other on that, but there's a kind of bluish bird, not a blue jay, but he was just squawking his face off over the weekend, and I realized he was the lookout for his other bird buddies. Like, I was smoking a cigarette.
Right.
Like, he seems a little agitated, but not entirely. Then I realized he kind of has his eye out, and then I realized what the threat was that he was singing to his friends. I'm like, all right, and it sounds musical, but I'm sure in his mind, oh my God, fellas, bail!
Yeah, but I'll tell you, this show is great. And again, it's like 16 minutes. You could watch a lot of things, but it just breaks everything down and explains it to you.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's also funny how much cultures actually, they cross over, and then people get it so Miles, you were telling me, like in West Virginia, right? People, oh, they play the banjo. Where did the banjo come from?
Banjo came from Africa. So right. The idea being that...
they traded a lot of like, hey,
yeah,
I have not heard this before. You got, not just West Virginia, but for lack of a better state, you're like, we haven't heard this before. You trade it off, and then they started creating their own music with instruments that
basically,
were not native to it.
In West Virginia, the whole industry was coal mines. So you were, it wasn't that you were uneducated or unskilled, but if you didn't speak English, you were considered to be, you know, not really somebody who was going to, you know, work on Wall Street. So if you spoke Spanish or if you spoke Italian or whatever, you did have skills, but you were considered an unskilled laborer. So most of those people went to work in the mines. So Africans brought the banjo over, and they were absolutely just, you know, phenomenal playing the banjo to the point where when the Spaniards and the Italians gave them the guitar, they could do all this crazy stuff because the banjo is a pretty complex instrument compared to a guitar, which they could do all kinds of crazy stuff with because the banjo is so complicated. That's why you hear all the sliding stuff. And basically because of that trade, blues was created.
Yeah.
And well, then Appalachian folk was created from that trade.
Right, think about that.
Well, so bluegrass is basically, and the banjo doesn't sound the same in Africa. It sounds a little bit different.
Well, and I mean this honestly, like Appalachian people too are basically outcast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You start with the Scots-Irish. They move to, you know, they're like, they get kicked out of there. Then they go to New York City. They're like, all right, we can't stay here. So they move to Appalachia. The other crazy thing, too, is where you live depends on the pitch of songs, right? So Americans, when we hear something kind of go lower or whatever, we automatically, on the scale, kind of put that with, like, sad music.
Sure.
You know, like somebody sings deeply or whatever, and you're like, oh, that is kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were saying they had like a somebody from Asia on there, and they're like, sometimes Americans hear some of our traditional stuff, and it's kind of more upbeat, whereas like we slow things down.
We're dancing at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah. To us, because it's upbeat and it's a little higher pitch.
Sure.
We think it's like a fun, and they're like, most people in this country would associate this with sadness because it's played during like
a funeral,
procession
like that,
or something. I mean, it just depends on where you live and like how different people. Different cultures work inside these skits. I'm telling you, man, Explained on Netflix. Check it out. It is awesome.
And it's how you express yourself, right? So if you go to a funeral, generally it is not an upbeat experience. We all understand why. You go to New Orleans and they do a parade down the street. And again, this isn't for anyone you know. Just Bubba died last week and they do this funeral procession. It is such upbeat music. People are dancing, but they're also crying, right? So you're still sad because your buddy or your parent or whoever it was passed away. But musically, man, you know, and you feel bad if you're sitting there like tapping your foot and smiling when they walk by. You're like, it's a goddamn funeral procession, man. And but it sounds happier than any freaking thing, you know. So
it's like if they play the chicken dance at the wake, you'd be like, right. All his favorite songs.
Well, and a lot of that sad music, it's like when you go to a church or something, because there was some guy in Italy, like in the 1400s, 1500s, that basically writes, operas or whatever, to like put his emotion into it. So for us, that's. It's still kind of in Western music. That's how we associate all that, you know? And it's like, for years, that's all the music went. But right, over there, it's different.
Oh, sole mio.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's some famous Italian song I listen to all the time. Is it Benali? And I don't know. If you heard this song, you'd know it.
All right.
It's massive. I usually just Google Italian song. But anyway. It was just wild to see how music has worked over time and how we just got used to it. So that's what you associate it with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's pretty powerful stuff. Also, I can't iterate this enough. There is no other single animal that hears music the way humans do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you, give yourself a round of applause, humans.
Hey, there you go. Thanks,
way to listen to that music. Tonight, you want to watch something? There'll be some sporting events. The Sounders are taking on Austin FC, which I don't know that I could say I hate Austin yet because I don't really know much about them.
If they win tonight, I will.
But I do kind of respect that Yeti's their main sponsor. Those are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot down there, man.
Well, and I think Yeti's out of Austin, so that's pretty cool. But another prime example, imagine going to a sporting event without music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every game, it doesn't matter, except right. Like tennis.
The top athletes in the world. I mean, you know, take Roger Federer, right? Or the Joker, Djokovic. Like, they couldn't be more focused in. But what do they do beforehand? Listen to music.
Yep. Right. Got the headphones in. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Maine drug agents are invited to the best birthday party ever. With cake, Mike.
Now.
Meanwhile, a teen has a fun day at a Jersey amusement park until a seagull did strike. Shocking news in Boston. A survey says most people would like to bring happy hour back. Man threatens bad review of tattoo shop and the owner lays down the smack. And a guy is arrested for DUI after pulling up to the wrong house party. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We get into Jersey where a teenager had a time at the local fair. Like many at the fair, she decided to go on the thrill ride many know as the slingshot. The video of her journey is going viral online as it shows mere seconds into her rapid descent that an unfortunate passing seagull became an unsuspecting passenger on the ride as well. The bird crashes into her chest, stuck there and unable to move for a moment before she reaches down and tosses the animal back into the open air.
Did you see the video?
It is nuts,
stuck,
man.
Right into her neck.
And it's not even a second after that thing launches.
Right.
I feel like it's maybe a third of a second. It dove straight into her chest.
Miles is pointing at the video. He just goes, watch this. And I expect, people screaming.
Passing out.
And so I go, like you said, maybe a second into the video. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Right. Zap. In other news, in Amsterdam, a man was arrested for trying to go to a party. He was already a little intoxicated while on his way to a big house party, but found out that he might have taken his pre-gaming a little too far, as the door that he knocked on was not the right house for the party.
No.
After learning there was no party at the house, he became belligerent, which is always a great idea, causing the homeowner to call police. After conducting a field sobriety test and recording a 0.23 blood alcohol level, he was arrested for DWI.
Good times.
I really want to get one of these blood alcohol tests just to see how far I usually go. You know what? That was pretty.
They can buy one. They're pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have little kind of. I don't think they're as real as the ones the cops use, but they're pretty accurate.
Sure. Just, I was pretty turned up when you were over during the weekend there, Ted. And I just, I don't know where I'm at on that scale.
Yeah.
Some bars used to have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes you could pay and just blow into the wall, pay 50 cents or whatever, and tell you.
That'd be great.
Roughly what it was, yeah.
Why not? Have you guys done it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you tend to be under what you think you are, or is it pretty sensitive?
No, you're always over. I mean, if you're using the machine, you're over.
If you think it's going to be interesting,
you're
right.
If you're drunk, you're probably drunk.
The only time I've been under is because we were trying to get to a ridiculous number.
Right.
Gotcha. But, like, when you are over, is like a 0.09 or something like that?
Oh, no. On Saturday?
Okay.
Yeah, you trust me. You would have been way over.
All right, cool.
There's also ways. Like, it used to be, I don't know how it is now when you learn to drive. We used to get these. You would get, like, the book that gave you all the rules.
All right.
And in the back of that, there used to be a chart for kind of how much you weighed in, like, could you have, like, a beer an hour or two beers an hour?
Gotcha.
Right? Because, like,
it makes it on your BMI, essentially, right?
Yeah, like, the amount of beer. Like, I don't know how many, but I can have a couple beers an hour and be under that line. Whereas, like, your fiance, who's much smaller than I am, like, she would probably be over.
Sure. The difference is, two Miller Lights, maybe in an hour, right?
Right.
One IPA, and you might be the same point as you would if you drank two regular beers.
Makes sense.
That's why I like to drink all of them.
Just consume it all.
I had two light beers and one IPA. I'm good.
Over in Maine, local officials got a tip about someone possibly transporting drugs. Following the tip, they stopped the car in question and conducted a search. Following instinct, the local drug enforcement team took interest in a prepackaged cake that was in the car, where they found about 2 pounds of cocaine dressed up as some delicious treats, with coffee grounds sprinkled on top, usually done to throw off canine units. Officers were able to seize another 2 pounds hidden in the car, and the transporters were arrested. Always a good
It's thing. Funny, because the cake looks delicious. Mike,
it
show
really
me the picture.
Yeah,
it's a nice birthday cake.
You would have no idea until you bit into it and then couldn't sleep for 4 days.
It looks like an oversized cake that Hostess would put out in an Oreo package. It looked great, man. I was so disappointed. Honestly,
like your
I was
mouth
disappointed
waters.
It was cocaine. Like, doggone it, I want to buy this thing somewhere.
Well, I like how they add they were arrested. Like, yeah, they were transporting cocaine.
Right.
What did you say, 2 pounds of it?
Four.
4 pounds of it. Like,
and we confiscated and gave him a warning.
Yeah, we're letting you off easy this time.
You know what? Get out of here.
Right? Kids.
Over in Scotland, a tattoo shop wasn't having any from a disgruntled customer. They received a message from a customer that had gotten plenty, recently gotten a piece done, complaining that their tattoo wasn't healing properly. When asked if they were using the recommended cocoa butter to help the area heal, the customer checkmated the shop owner, saying that they use Savlon cream instead, as recommended by their father, who, you know, obviously had done it before, and that was so much better, and threatened to leave a bad review for the shop if they didn't make things right, and bad social, you know, media is bad for business. Shop owner then pulled no punches, informing them that Savlon cream suffocates the skin and doesn't allow it to breathe, and then invited the customer to leave the bad review, all before posting the text exchange on social media, serving as the reason that they're so adamant to their customers that they follow their post care.
Yeah.
They might know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Right. Do as they say. I'm sure Savlon cream back in the day when your dad was getting his tattoos was probably the way to go.
Well, I used Neosporin 30 years ago, but I bet it's changed since then.
Right. Don't put it on a tattoo.
Right.
Exactly. Sucks the ink out. Yeah.
And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Coming up next, it is the Men's Room Happy Hour. More Men's Room on the way on the Odyssey app. The return of Noah Sherlock and Man vs. Beast.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch. So until about 90 seconds from now, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.